The O-line did a great job, and of course, Najee did a great job. All the running backs, to be honest with you. And I think we just played with a lot of effort and the physicality, you know, yards after contact. You know, Najee was getting pushed by O-lineman. I saw Muth in there a couple of times. So, you know, those yards after contact, kind of pushing the pile, we need those, and it, you know, kind of sparks the offense.
Running game, really the best thing going for the Steelers yesterday offensively, and Justin Fields had a lot to do with that. 11 carries, 59 yards, 2 touchdowns. Don't look now, but on the season, Justin Fields has accounted for 10 touchdowns and just 1 turnover. That is the most touchdowns a quarterback has accounted for since Ben Roethlisberger's retirement. Now, Kenny Pickett did that 2 years ago, but he did it in 13 games, accounting for 10 touchdowns. Justin Fields has now done that in 6 games. Should he remain the Steelers' starting quarterback, Dorn?
I think he did. Yeah, I think he's earned it. It's difficult because I personally want to see what Russ can do. I really do. I think it might look a little bit different. I don't know if it's going to look better or worse, but it definitely will look different. But, I mean, how could you take Justin Fields out? I mean, they scored, 30-some points for the, you know, the first time and obviously this year and in a long time. And I think what he does with his legs can keep him the starter.
Yeah.
I think you can't ignore that, especially the ravaged and decimated offensive line. I do believe that that slightly is in his favor compared to what Russell Wilson can do of getting the ball out, as we talked earlier. So right now, you know, with Justin Fields somewhat protecting the football, you know, he was gifted some things, but he's given you a chance, and you can't turn away from that, because if you do, then you're in a whole other situation. Because if Russell Wilson, and you give him the opportunity, give him the game ball, and he doesn't do well, then you have to go back to Fields. Then you're in this little carousel of that, in a whole other situation that you don't want to have to deal with in the middle of a season.
I'm with you on all that. I agree wholeheartedly. I would continue to let Justin Fields be the guy. And let might not be the right word, because he's earned it. I mean, they are 4-2. That was a big knock on him. He can't win games.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here he is, 4-2, and probably has played well enough for them to be 5-1. Here's a weird stat. Quarterback rating. This was his lowest rated game of the season, but then ESPN has their bizarre QBR metric, which does factor in running as well, and he was 25 points over league average, and it was his highest QBR game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So his lowest quarterback rating, basically measuring his arm, but running the football added on top of it, and it was his best game of the season, according to ESPN. Our eyes can tell us a lot. I think this was a tough eval. I'm not an all-22 guy, anything like that, but as you watch the game, and I rewatched some of the highlights this morning we did, he did a lot of bad, but he also did a lot of good. And if Mike Tomlin does want to go with Russell Wilson, I think he can make the case to do it. I think we might have seen Russell Wilson, Doran, if they didn't call that roughing the passer.
Yes, the interception?
Yes.
Yep.
That was, without question, by far the worst throw of the year by Justin Fields.
It immediately popped in my mind of you saying that last week. Like, we are going to see, like, you felt like we were going to see Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
You're like, I just have this weird feeling that, you know, Tomlin has done this before. Thinking about some of the other quarterback situations in the past couple years, it immediately popped in my mind. I'm like, here it is. Here it comes right now. And then they throw the flag. I was like, oh, okay, well, he got saved. There you go.
2 scoring drives were aided by roughing the passer calls, and I'll tell you what, we call it like it is. That 3rd and 4 roughing the passer on Washington, that ain't roughing the passer.
Mm-mm.
That's not.
Mm-mm.
You know, we understand the rules, and you can't drop a guy and have your full body weight come down. That's not what that looked like to me. That was a bad call. And you can expect a lot of those. We watch a ton of football. You see him in the standalone games. You see him on red zone. I don't think the officials know what roughing the passer is. I'm not sure the players know what roughing the passer is. So it's not like you're going to cry about getting gifted one, because you're going to get screwed, and they have been screwed at different times throughout the year. So it is what it is. Terrible throw. Just awful. Steelers would have gone into the half trailing, and I think you would have seen Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Mike Tomlin can just forget about that. You know, it didn't count, but we all saw it. And Mike Tomlin, again, after the game, as he always does, talked about turnover differential. It's the most important stat to Mike Tomlin, bar none. He saw that. I think he might go with Russell Wilson this week.
Really?
Yes.
I think he counts that as an interception.
That's like, what like I'm you're saying. Yeah.
That's kind of how he's been operating. Like, even if things don't really pan out to not benefit the Steelers or to benefit the other team, I think he still looks at it like that in practice is an interception.
Yes.
That's how he kind of evaluates it. In practice, that's a pick.
And he has had fumbles as well that they've been fortunate enough to fall on. I say he's accounted for 10 touchdowns and one turnover. That's true. Those are the facts. But he could have 6 or 7 turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those numbers could be very close.
Yep.
And if I'm Mike Tomlin, I'd go with Justin Fields again. But Mike Tomlin, he's so risk-averse, wants to protect the football, let your defense go do what the defense does. He's probably thinking that if the defense forces the turnovers that they forced in this game and Russell Wilson's the quarterback, you wind up with a similar result. I would not be shocked at all if on Tuesday he says, we thank Justin Fields for what he's done. He's played well. We're a 4-2 outfit, but we think the best thing for our football team is to get the veteran in there to win this game.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it in my bones. And I do very much feel like if the Steelers don't score a touchdown after that,
there's no doubt, man.
It's Russell Wilson in the second
there's
half.
There's no doubt about it.
And if you're that close to doing that, then you're probably going to play him against the Jets, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I don't think, and not that Mike Tomlin needs to be impressed, but I think that what we're saying with, hey, call in and tell us what you saw differently, and especially with Fields, I don't think he's seen or saw anything that he didn't know about Justin Fields yesterday. Like, he knew that Justin Fields can run. He knows he can use his legs. Like, none of that is impressing and saying, like, okay, like, you have the spot locked down. I don't think that Mike Tomlin got any answers that he needed for this week with Justin Fields, really deep down.
Yeah.
So I can see where you're coming from, where you feel like that this could happen, and it's definitely a possibility. It's just the outside stuff that I don't know if Mike Tomlin really wants to deal with right now. I think if there was no noise that would come with this situation, I think that Russell Wilson would be the starter tomorrow. But I don't know if you really want to play that juggling game.
Do you want to invite controversy in here?
I don't know if you really want to do that.
And it's...
You're winning.
Right, you're 4-2. And you just put up 32 points. Now, Justin Fields completed one pass on their 3 touchdown drives combined. So if you want to paint a picture on why Russell Wilson should start against the Jets, you can. The 2 roughing the passers, the setup on short fields, the only one completion on 3 touchdown drives, all those things you put in your back pocket. If you are making a case for Justin Fields, the running ability, throws on the run, which, because he was able to scramble and run for so many yards and run for a couple of touchdowns, I think a couple of the throws on the run kind of get forgotten. I thought he was really impressive on that. Had a beautiful Lamar Jackson-esque touchdown pass where he was like a yard and a half beyond the line of scrimmage, but that was set up by his feet too. That's a second or third time he needs to be maybe more aware of where he is in relation to the line of scrimmage. But that was impressive. If you want to go Russ, I can see it. If you want to go Fields, you're in my camp, you're in your camp, I can see that too. Where do you come down on this, Pittsburgh? 412-928-9370. Who should start at quarterback against the Jets? You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We'll take one now. Let's go to Rob in Chicago. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Before I make my quarterback comment, you guys hit a nerve with me in the pre-show. The old school Pitt uniform, royal blue and mustard, has always been an all-time favorite, and I'm so glad they brought it back. Not happy with the cathedral numbers, but that's one of the coolest jerseys ever.
Okay. All right, Rob. Thank you for the call. Boy, I know we're talking about Steelers quarterback, but those Pitt jerseys sure are beautiful.
Yes, they are.
I don't know why I did the voice, but it felt appropriate.
And I did it too.
Hey, got great uniforms. Cole Rush uniforms. West Virginia, very nice.
Mm.
Look good, play good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who should start a quarterback against the Jets? Who do you think Mike Tomlin Most importantly, we'll start at quarterback against the Jets. 412-928-9370. Give us a ring on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Best caller wins a pair of tickets to see Dave Matthews Band November 15th at PPG Paints Arena. All right, who do we think Tomlin's going to go with next Sunday against the Jets? 412-928-9370, Russell Wilson or Justin Fields. Who would you go with? Same phone number, 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Texter writes in, Fields has fumbled 6 times. Luckily, they've recovered 5 of them. Their record could be different if not. Yeah, we talked about that in the last segment. That's true. 10 touchdowns accounted for just 1 turnover, which is really good. But absolutely a lot of luck there, including the roughing the passer call that negated a horrific interception. One more here, this one on Twitter. The Steelers had that blocked punt. Moon, baby.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Have a little Danny Smith action.
Mm-hmm.
1st and goal at the 9, settle for a field goal.
Right.
So you had the interception that wasn't. You had this. Offense led by Justin Fields. Need to score a touchdown there. Don't. So, yeah, I mean, there are ways that you can manipulate this, and you can make the argument that it should be Russell Wilson. But you and I are on Team Fields.
I'm 50-50.
Yeah.
I'm 50-50.
So you're pretty much saying you don't think there's a wrong call.
There's not a wrong call. But there could be a wrong call of the whole, like, 30,000-foot view of everything, of, like, the turmoil. If Russ doesn't do good and you have to go back to Justin Fields and then you're doing that, you know, back and forth. Like, I'm more there, like, more looking at the whole logistics of it more than anything.
Yeah, you're taking a risk.
Yeah.
A massive risk. I think Tomlin is going to go with Russell Wilson. I think he's not going to be worried about the risk. I think he would have gone with Russell Wilson in the second half had that interception stood up and had they not scored a touchdown there. And if you were going to pull the trigger at that point, why wouldn't you pull the trigger after a full week of letting Russell Wilson be the guy? So I think that's what Tomlin's going to do. I wouldn't do it. I would stick with Fields for the reason you just said. You're 4-2.
Mm-hmm.
You're 4-2 when your quarterback's counting statistics are good, and the legs have proven to be a big factor. He's won a couple of games with his arm, Chargers, and I guess he didn't win the Indianapolis game, but he played really well
back, yes.
Down the stretch in that game. And then this one, you would say he won with his legs, the way he was able to manipulate the defense out there, and his athleticism was on display, and the way he threw on the run. If you pull the trigger and you go with Russ and you lose a game, you're going to come under fire. You could fracture the locker room. It's too much of a risk for me. Best caller here on this wins a pair of tickets to see Dave Matthews Band. You a big Dave Matthews Band guy?
Sure.
I used to get stoned all the time and listen to Dave Matthews.
I assume that is correct.
Yeah.
You look like that.
Yeah, that did happen. Mm-hmm. And I listened to him so much then, I can't listen to Dave Matthews
anymore. Too much. You got burnt out.
Burnt out.
Both ends.
Yes. Yeah, more ways than one.
Yes.
Mike on the north side, first up. Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's going on? I got a theory about who should be the next quarterback.
Oh, let's hear it, Mike.
Yeah, if I was in the courtroom and I was arguing my case, I would argue that Justin Fields won the case, has won the job, because he's done everything that Mike Tomlin has asked him to do. He's managed the football game. He's not a gunslinger. Mike Tomlin doesn't want a gunslinger because he has a conservative offensive play caller in Arthur Smith. And also, Justin Fields has accounted for 10 touchdowns this year for us. Using his legs. So actually, the Rooneys, actually, what was it, 2 years ago, said they want to run the ball better. So we got a quarterback that's running the ball better. He's been our best runner. He's been a game manager, and we've won games in spite of bad offensive performances by the offensive line. You know, holding calls, penalties have killed us. But in spite of that, we still won with Justin Fields. So I don't even think it's close. I think you just stay with the hot hand, and when that hot hand cools off, then you can make a decision when you cross that bridge.
Mike, what do you think the record would be with Russell Wilson right now?
The problem is, I don't think the record will be any difference, because I don't think that there's been a situation where we can clearly see that if something different would have happened, then the outcome would have been different. So it's hard to say that. But I think the record would probably be the exact same, because the play caller would be the exact same. The head coach would be the exact same. The offensive line would be the exact same. They would still be having all the issues that they have now on offense. So I don't think Russell Wilson comes in and changes anything. The only thing that I would say would be worse would be Russell Wilson not being able to move out of the pocket way that Justin Fields can. So
thank you for the call, Mike.
Yeah, he's number one in the clubhouse. He makes some good points.
Yeah, he did. He made a lot of good points.
All good points. And I see, and I'm sure our next caller will say opposite.
I agree with him because I want Justin Fields to be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk about wanting a conservative player who is going to protect the football, who threw 26 touchdowns last year. 20 in the red zone.
We just talked about being in the red zone and not scoring touchdowns.
Will they open things up a little bit more with Russ? I think the answer might be yes.
Yes.
So, Mike, you just got lawyered.
I think the answer is yes to opening things up more with Russ because it would open up organically. And Russ would open it up more than Justin could because Justin opens things up with his legs. Russ would with his acumen in his arm.
Yeah, I think it would look a lot like Mason Rudolph last year. Just the ball's going to go to the right spot and the way the play's designed. And I think he would be more efficient. But I also think he would get killed behind this offensive line or could get killed behind this offensive line, especially in like clear passing situations where you're trailing in games, which they've done a lot of. I mean, their starts have been bad. 3 touchdowns in 12 first half quarters, that's not good enough, and the defense has pretty much struggled their worst early on in games too. You get behind in the game. We saw they were behind a lot and down in distance in this game too. Negative plays, penalties. I think Russ could get himself really mauled back there. And then one more thing. Here's why I'm not benching him though, Justin Fields. He's been their best offensive player.
That's a good point
too. Right? Like that's why I think overall, that was a good call from Mike,
because
the issues are a lot bigger than the quarterback.
Right.
And it seemed like for long stretches in this game, until Najee really got going late, the only time the offense had any kind of success was when Justin Fields was manufacturing it off script, off schedule. So I'm not benching my best offensive player. I'm not doing it.
I think if they were to go to Russ, I still think Justin Fields would have a spot in the game plan.
I would agree.
Not a two-quarterback system, but he still would be utilized. Like, that'd be ridiculous for them to not utilize his talent. He's been, like you just said, he's the best athlete on the field.
Yeah, we talked about that coming into the season, how we thought it would be a legitimate possibility, and I think we both said that it would happen. Well, he's done nothing to this point to make you think, even if Russ is playing, that you're not going to see some Justin Fields.
Right.
No doubt about that. That's a really good point by you, which I hadn't really considered it at this point. 412-928-9370. Bunch of callers on the line. We'll get to you. Best caller here wins a pair of tickets to see Dave Matthews Band, Mike the Leader in the clubhouse for those. I think Russell Wilson could have success. Like, it's not about my lack of belief in Russell Wilson. I believe in Russ. I thought he should have started from day one. But you've played now 6 games. You're 4 up, 2 down, and your best offensive player's been Justin Fields. You can't sit that guy on the bench. PetFest 24 is presented by Subaru, and it's back. October 27th, it's at Rockwell Park in the East End. The event runs from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's an awesome event. Bring your 4-legged friends to meet vendors, participate in costume contests, get photos with Santa. Stop by any Subaru dealer for complimentary tickets. For more information, go to 937thefan.com. Up next, we will take your calls on the quarterback situation, also the curious case of George Pickens. Whew. Texter, respect to Justin Fields and what he's done, but the Steelers, if they're serious about advancing in the playoffs, this type of passing game is not going to work. You have to see what Russ brings as a passer. Defense isn't always going to give you short fields to convert on. There's no doubt Russ is the better passer. Yeah, I think Russ is the better passer, but their best I want to go back. I want to rewind.
Mm-hmm.
I want to start over.
Mm-hmm.
Their best pass Doran, help. Their best wide receiver isn't a number one.
Yes.
I thought that was obvious yesterday. They had to force feed him a football late in a game where they've really got the thing salted away just so he's not a baby on the team flight. Like, we've seen this before. Antonio Brown had that 5 catches, 50-yard streak going, and they were force feeding it to him, I believe, at the end of a Jacksonville Jaguars game just so that he doesn't lose his head. AB was every bit a number one wide receiver, though. This guy, I think, had 2 drops yesterday, and one would have been a phenomenal play, but I think that's a play number one wide receivers have to make more than not.
Yes.
And then you're talking about Van Jefferson, and I don't have to list all the wide receivers. Can Russ Wilson make these playmakers better through the passing game? Probably a little bit, but they're still super limited there. So I'm not going to pretend like Russell Wilson coming in here is going to wave a magic wand over this situation. They're going to be limited in the passing game no matter who's the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Calls?
Yes, there's calls. A lot.
Ryan in South Bend, Indiana. Ryan, are you a Notre Dame fan?
Go Irish.
Ah, jeez. All right. That notwithstanding, what do you got on this?
Hey, I mean, Mike made a lot of the same points. I mean, our offensive line stinks. I mean, Zach Frazier, hopefully he's not out for an extended period of time. Temuwalu stinks. Broderick Jones couldn't play for South Fayette's fifth, sixth grade team. They're bad. And I think Justin Fields' ability to actually keeps them in the game. You put Russell Wilson back there, you made a point last segment, he's going to get killed. I don't know how much the passing game is going to change with Arthur Smith's conservative 1970s Steelers offense or 1990s Steelers offense. The offense stinks. The coordinator stinks. Tomlin stinks. They all stink except for T.J. Watt.
And who's their left guard, the Steelers?
Is Mason McCormick? I have no.
Oh, you're dropping F word there.
You just want him to say Sam Mahomick.
I want him to try to say that again. Yeah. There were a couple instances yesterday where Arthur Smith did have me banging my head against a wall, like the double reverse toss back, which I actually saw Detroit run and threw a touchdown on in their game against Dallas. I thought that was a bad call. I don't like all the tosses. I think Arthur Smith is far from the biggest problem here, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't have wide receivers that get open. This is the first time their first-round running back looked like a first-round running back. Their number one wide receiver is like a number two wide receiver on good teams. Their offensive line is banged up. Need I say more? Mike Tomlin's the head coach. He's more of the conservative one than I even think Arthur Smith is. When Arthur Smith was at Tennessee, yes, you had a 2,000-yard rusher in Derrick Henry, but they used the run to set up play action, which they then used to take deep shots. We even saw in the Dallas game, they took some deep shots down the field. Now they were to Connor Hayward and to Darnell Washington, yep. And there was an intermediate shot down the field to Van Jefferson. You know, I think all of those things are bigger issues than the coordinator is. And I don't think that Russell Wilson comes in and can cure all those ills. I don't. Shall we go to Paul in Greensburg?
How you doing, guys?
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Well, if it was me, I'd stick with Fields because I don't think any of this is really his problem. I mean, he's obviously made some mistakes here and there. But for me, this offensive coordinator, he's a little bit better than Canada was. But the reality is I think he's being held back by Tomlin.
I agree with the last part.
Yep.
Yesterday, we targeted Freiermuth a total of three times, and only one of them was over the middle. I don't know why this team refuses to go over the middle. You saw Bowers all day going over the middle and eating the Steelers up, and why we don't use that guy and Washington like they try to use Kelsey and some of the other ones across the league, it just amazes.
Their tight ends aren't as good as Kelsey or Bowers in the passing game, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, they're still mismatches.
Yes.
They're still and this is why I almost know that Mike Tomlin is orchestrating this, because Arthur Smith is a tight end guy.
Like, he's an over-the-middle guy.
He's an over-the-middle guy. Like, this is all Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin sees what the game plan is and understands, and then there's a thought process every single week that this is what we want to do and this is what we want to stay away from. Now, I understand that Arthur Smith had a hand in Jesse Bates the first week, which was very smart. He didn't want let that guy wreck the game, but, I mean, mismatches are mismatches over the middle.
Yes.
And he knows that.
Chargers game and Indy game, we saw more over the middle of the field. Chargers game, you're tight late, and you got to make offensive plays to win, but they didn't want to throw it. They didn't want to have him throw it there.
Mm-mm.
But the game situation dictated that, and the game situation in Indianapolis absolutely dictated it, because you're down a bunch of points, and so you're just dropping back and you're throwing it wherever they ain't. The game plan in this game should have been attack Robert Spillane as much as humanly possible with your tight ends, and you're right, we did not see enough of that. I don't think that necessarily changes with Russell Wilson. You might have more faith in him to throw it over the middle of the field. Here's the problem with that. Russ Wilson, in whatever offense he's been in his entire career, because he's short, doesn't like to throw the ball over the middle of the field. So I don't know if he's a perfect fit necessarily for the Arthur Smith offense anyhow. Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. We'll keep taking your calls at 412-928-9370. Most people have said Justin Fields. I think most people are in agreement with us, but who do you think Tomlin will start? Who do you want Mike Tomlin to start at quarterback against the Jets? 412-928-9370. Coming up next, Doran's grades.
Yes, sir.
We'll start looking at the defensive side of the ball, too, when we come back. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We'll get back into George Pickens and his game from yesterday at the top of the hour, weird as it was, and the latest on Devontae Adams, who didn't play in the game, and I think we should all be thankful for that. Right now, though, it's time for Doran's grades.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Should we get some music? I feel like there should be some music with this. A little bit of music here. Oh, yes. The least known, rarely played of all the NFL films music we can find.
Mm-hmm.
Well said by me.
I was going to say, right, play some Halloween music. But
yeah. Oh, we could play some Halloween. We should do that every week.
Mm-hmm.
A little Halloween music. Yes. Bang. Make note of that, Nicholas Harry Callis. Patrick Queen, Doran.
He gets an A.
Whoa!
An A.
Best game in a Steelers uniform?
Best game in a Steelers uniform. He showed up a bunch of times. What'd you say? He had 7 total tackles. I think he had
6 solo, 13 total.
13 total. 13. Oh, man. Excuse me. Yeah, he gets an A. Best game as a Steeler. He showed up a lot in crucial situations. I was very impressed with Patrick Queen. It's about time, and it's glad to see him show up. See number 6 around the ball.
Had a tackle for loss, and then one of, if not the biggest plays of the football game, TJ Watt's punch, all set up by Patrick Queen, just totally blowing up the play. Really, really good to see. It's taken a while, mm-hmm. but hopefully this means he's acclimated and can be a force moving forward. They're paying him to be.
Yes.
Deshaun Elliott.
Another A.
Man.
The guy's just been fantastic. He's been, I think, the most consistent player on defense. I mean, even TJ Watt being in the fold, I mean, that one game against the Colts, you know, not recording really a tackle. So Deshaun Elliott, I mean, he's all over the place. He actually got that fumble, and he couldn't stand up and couldn't run, which was very funny.
I was howling with laughter.
Laughing. Hard.
That entire sequence was hilarious because I feel like the Raiders got screwed on an initial call, and then it looked like they got into the end zone. And then upon watching it, I definitely think they got into the end zone. Oh, forget it. Don't review it. We'll get it in on the next play. Just kidding. Punched out by TJ. Oh. And then Deshaun Elliott's crawling like he's Spider-Man.
Crab walking.
That's what he was doing.
Yep.
He was crab walking. Deshaun Elliott has been a wonderful addition. His tackles in the open field, dude.
Fantastic.
Really good.
Mm-hmm.
TJ Watt.
Another A. I think TJ, I mean, you saw what he just has, an array of gifts for the offense, and he just a force out there. And even though that there's nobody really on the other side, he still holds it down. Whenever there is somebody on the other side, he holds it down. Knows that he's going to get double teamed all the time, and he still makes plays. He's unbelievable, man. I mean, he might be the best player in the NFL right now.
Absolutely. Najee Harris, 14 carries, 106 yards, 1 touchdown. Most yards per carry for Najee Harris in a game in his Steelers career. The 36-yard run, I think the best moment of his NFL career. I can't believe he scored.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to gain 3 yards, and he takes that thing to the house. Great block there by Pat Freiermuth. A for Najee?
Yeah. Yep, best game.
How about George Pickens?
I'm going to give him a B.
Oh, what?
I'm going to give him a B minus. You want to know why? Because I paid attention to him a lot. And whenever he didn't get the ball, whenever he wasn't incorporated in the offense, he was hustling. And he would run off to the sidelines, and Azani, his receiver coach, would tap on his helmet. He was engaged even in timeouts. He was excited whenever they did score. And I know these are little things that, you know, you expect professionals to just do, but I just like the response in that realm because, you know, he wasn't a huge, huge factor, and you wanted to see him just be engaged with what the team was doing. And he did. And he was.
He was. That was a step in the right direction. Had a couple of drops. Could have made a hell of a play, which you've come accustomed to seeing from him. Didn't do it. Left me wanting more from my number one wide receiver. I'd give him a C, but this isn't Crowley grades. This is Doran grades. Meanwhile, Calvin Ridley, did you see this?
Mm-hmm.
Plays for the Titans. You know that. But to those uninitiated, after the game said, I need some in the beginning of bleeping games too. Bleep is getting crazy for me. So there's a wide receiver coming apart at the seams. DK Metcalf last week coming apart at the seams. Max Crosby pushed a coach on the sideline and then tweeted something you can't tweet after the game. I ain't bringing it up. Go look it up yourselves. We see it around the NFL. Arthur Smith's defense of George Pickens when asked about him throwing the helmet was he does it every week. That can't be your answer. That's not good enough. Don't do it every week. For 1 week, he didn't. So, yeah, that is a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
We'll get more into George Pickens and really the Steelers passing offense coming up next, because there's a guy that I thought we'd see more of and we didn't. And there's a guy that maybe can help. But is he going to get traded? We'll see. Yes, Callis?
Is it too late for Halloween music?
Play it.
This song is called Clowns Attacking. It was my favorite of the three I listened to.
I was going to say at first, Doran, this slaps. And now it's a little campy. Do we like it, yay or nay?
We could find a place for it this week somewhere, I'm sure. Yeah, we can find a place for it. Maybe odds and ends.
It's growing on me.
Yeah, a little bit. I believe that this is probably from the Killer Clowns from Outer Space video game.
No, we got slapped on the wrist for taking videos from and stuff from.
So this is just generic October music is pretty much what we've got here.
Yes. Okay.
Very good. You ever seen the movie Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
Oh, yeah, probably 100 times.
I've seen that too.
Have you really?
My father-in-law, big on the goofy movies from way back when.
It's a good one.
It is terrible.
I love that movie.
It's so bad, it's good. All right, coming up next, the curious case of George Pickens. You get that, Doran?
Curious George?
Curious George. That's next. First, Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 24 Silverado, 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, oh man, high of 58, low of 43.